used to have two superpowers in the world. Now we have kind of one supermarket, the United States. And we have this one dude named George Bush who was trying to become like the CEO of the world or something. It wasn't me. Anyway,
have mercy.
There's this new world order that they're trying to put into effect where the developing nations of the world who have the resources and the labor are at the bottom, and there's the middle nations that are the people who make stuff, and then there's the nations of the West that are the consumer nations that have all the bounty and all the things that we have, and us consumer nations, all the waste. And in the name of terrorism, they're saying that they want to hold a war against whatever nation doesn't want to get in line with this program. And they say 88% of the U.S. public agrees with the bombing of Afghanistan. And we are here tonight as representatives of the proud 12% who disagrees. But the fact of the matter is that if you were to go around and knock on the doors of most people in America and ask them and give them knowledge about what's happening with foreign policy, they would agree with the notion that our Secretary of State, Colin Powell, said, as we fight terrorism, we also need to fight poverty and disease. But he was only half right. We need to fight the policies of the nations that are creating poverty and disease. And so when Mr. Bush says, you're either with us, actually his voice is a lot higher than that. You're either with us or you're with the terrorists. I say, sorry, Mr. Bush, I'm neither with you nor those who choose terrorism. And the reason I can say that so assuredly is that I believe that all bombing is terrorism, no matter who does it. And this is a song that expresses my view that we shouldn't be engaging in a war against terrorism. We should be engaging in a war against militarism.